welcome back. It's our final and usually our biggest conversations every morning right here on Hello Port Harcourt. If you check your time now, 12 minutes gone past 11 o'clock. And then today we are going to start a series of conversation concerning something that happened about 4 days ago. I'm sure those of you who are resident in Port Harcourt probably have heard or at least listened to snippets of the governor's broadcast, you know, what the plans are for 2022, and then some interesting developments that occurred, you know, as he gave the speech. Now, this morning, we have a question for us, and it's all about what the governor made mention of on that particular day during that particular broadcast. All right, so here it is. My question, straight off the bat: do you think that there are some businesses that should not be found in a residential area? Are there certain types of businesses that shouldn't be located at the residential area? And the question is coming of the governor's ban on nightclubs and prostitution on that Abacha Road. Some of you know that it's in GRA, right? You should probably have known where that place is. Now, I read this, and the governor, now quotes from the governor, says, "No responsible government should continue to tolerate open display and solicitation of sexual services, drug abuse, and public intoxication that takes place on the streets and in public areas around some of these nightclubs, lounges, bars by youths, and some, in some cases, under 14 years of age." Now, the governor, while pronouncing the ban as part of his New Year message, also threatened to replace, some traditional rulers who were not attending functions. But, you know, that's not our concern at the moment. So, let us now take a very close look at this ban. And joining me this morning is Carl Orakwe. Carl, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you, Jude.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Carl, you like nightclubs?
Well, people need to unwind. People, all work and no play, the same makes Jack a dull boy. So you most times need recreational and fun centers for people to go, you know, spend some time after working hard most times. So I'll say it's not a matter of if I like nightclubs. It's a matter of it's part of what should be. It's part of, you know, it's a recreational, it's a fun center, and of course people need to unwind after working hard.
When was the last time you went to a nightclub?
Well, for me in particular, it's been a while. It's been a long time.
Donkey years now.
It's been a long time. Yeah, that's the most I do is perhaps with a group of friends, you know, we sit out or we'll go perhaps to a bar, you know, but not a club per se. You know, we just go to a bar, sit down, you know, just unwind.
All right. Now, this particular road in GRA has been in focus not for the first time, for very many times. I remember about 10, 15 years ago, it was in the news, one of the dailies back then, as having one of the most expensive hotels in Port Harcourt. There used to be a hotel along the Abacha Road that they were reportedly asking people to pay 50,000 naira back then for a night. It was a very expensive place. And that part of GRA, GRA Phase 2 now, has become prime estate. Real estate people are looking for places to carry out business activities there. So do you think the governor is working in the best interest, or his intentions are very clear, according to him, that that place and the adjoining areas shouldn't be a place where you have nightclubs? But we know that there are several hotels, there are several nightclubs, there are several bars that operate along that Abacha Road up until you get into the adjoining Tombia and the other Woji axis from that point. Is that a bit extreme to have those individuals have their businesses wind up?
Now, you asked the question, you know, are there some certain types of business that should not be found in some certain areas?
In residential areas.
So it all comes to town planning and not us doing things haphazardly, just, you know, placing things anywhere. Now, that place is a government reserved area. That place is a residential area. What do you get in a residential area? What do you get, you know, in such a reserved, you know, place? Don't forget, we have an industrial layout.
Yes. We have Chasamadi
Industrial. So you see, what do you get in that area?
You get a lot of the businesses, the companies, the construction firms, the engineering firms.
Lots of industries, production, stuff like that. You get them there. You see, somewhere was earmarked for them to be. Now, in a residential area, you now get some certain businesses. I'm afraid I'm going to have to mention even the churches as businesses. You get even sometimes you get the church in a residential area. You have these people who perhaps put out their megaphones, who put out, you know, their speakers and all. When they have an all-night service, you're their neighbor or you stay anywhere around that church, you will not sleep.
You have to join them.
So also for this nightclubs, who not only perhaps, you know, you get some noise that will come from them. I know some of them are supposed to be, they should be, nightclubs should be insulated, you know, but we have some of them are not well insulated. You know, we have even music that is playing outside and usually disturb those who are living in a residential area. Then aside that, you know, the traffic for the Abacha Road, you know, we have those popular, we have a particular popular spot that everybody even outside River State and most people outside Nigeria, if they're going to refer to River State and Port Harcourt, you know, there's one place that stands out there on that Abacha Road, one particular center too that has been shut down. The governor mentioned it. Now, the traffic around that area is usually something. The amount of people that come to that area, if I'm resident around there, I think it's a security concern that place does not sleep from morning till night, and I'll have to be bothered. If you are living in a very quiet place, you know that sometime from around maybe 10 o'clock, there'll be less traffic and, you know, people everywhere. So if we hear any noise, we know something is going on.
Yeah.
But this one now, we have people who are coming in, are moving in and out, you know.
From at like 5 p.m., it's
till, you know, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3, 4 a.m., or that's even early, 6 a.m. in the morning. I know. So it constitutes, in a way, some nuisance, some security threat if I'm residing there.
But those places, right, the bars, the nightclubs, I think there are about two or three very popular nightclubs along that road, right? Those places got permission to start operations years ago. And I'm very sure they didn't get the operations from the pit of hell or from heaven's gates. They got those permissions from the government. The same process used to grant that permission, was it the same process used to ask them to leave recently?
So that's the problem, you know, where you have a system that does not work. If I'm going to grant you such permission to carry out a business, you know, a permit or a license to carry out a nightclub business there, have I considered that area, you know? You see, if you take note from the governor's speech, they're trying to clean GRA. When I say clean, also in terms of physical waste, we had part of his speech, those who live in old GRA and GRA phase 2 should not in any way come and dump refuse
at the junction.
They should buy a receptacle and keep it, you know, and buy their bags and put them in, you know, for onwards, you know. So you see, they're trying to make those places look. I've been to other cities, and when you I'm a GRA person, I grew up in GRA, not in this town, you know, and indeed quiet. It's residential, and it's, you know, a place that is cool, not an all-comers affair. So take note, in that New Year's speech, they did not say, they didn't mention the rest of Port Harcourt, not to dump refuse. They mentioned GRA and GRA Phase 2, that's the GRA access. So now that this is being said, this is also perhaps an attempt to bring some sanity. I know they mention morals too, you know, the morals and the decadence and all that.
The fact
but
that you have sexual,
this I see as an attempt to clean up that area and perhaps make it what it should be. Licenses were granted or permits were allowed if they actually got them, or perhaps, you know, but it's a system that does not work. You should consider that, yes, this place is a residential area before a business is allowed to be signed. Someone cannot have a fish farm. A fish farm, a big, imagine two plots of land, maybe that's your compound, then that's a fish farm.
Inside Jerry.
Even if it's not inside Jerry, you are affecting the health of whatever you do there with that fish farm, because usually, you know, they their water.
That's why you have to.
I had a neighbor who was doing that at one point in time. When the entire neighborhood was stinking. And when the people were telling him, you know, the person was doing this is right, after all, don't I live here? I pay rent and whatever, you know, that kind of a thing and all. So imagine someone operating a fish farm in GRA, yeah, and every day you have to, you know, let some water go and all the entire neighborhoods. So if I'm going to allow any business operate in any place, it has to be in tandem with what is expected of that particular area. Then also you need monitoring. I mentioned churches before.
Yes.
We need the Ministry of Environment to monitor.
I think there's a church on that road.
Noise pollution.
There's a church. You know, we talked about noise pollution. But you see, if we take a look at the GRAs, both in old and in new GRA phase two, there are churches in GRA phase. In fact, there's a church very close to the Port Harcourt Mall in GRA phase one. That's the old GRA. There's a church there. There are small churches around. And then come to GRA phase two, there are big establishments, there are supermarkets, you know, that have entertainment centers involved as well. There are supermarkets that have enough space to draw a lot of crowd. Yeah. So even at night, even people who would probably be living in that area, like you said, will be affected by the traffic
that comes,
that comes
drawn by those businesses.
GRA phase two now is literally a business hub.
It doesn't seem to be a residential area anymore.
Let's be honest. As soon as you drive into GRA, from GRA Junction on Abaru, you have a bank. You drive further down, you see no hotel. You go further down, there are ice cream parlors left.
It seems to have become a highbrow business district.
And there are churches in GRA phase two.
So you see, like I say, it's the system. Who has allowed all these people to operate? Now, do you know the funny thing? They shouldn't be in the first place. But if you now act, maybe like the governor is acting, people will look upon you as a wicked person.
Mm.
If you want to now, do you know why? They say when something has been done over a while, it becomes culture and perhaps it becomes numb, it becomes law. So over the years, no one has said anything, no one has done anything. So we've taken it as this is normal. But look, there are some certain businesses that should not be operational in a particular place. And also, we should have the various agencies or ministries who should monitor for those who are defaulting. They should do so. But over the years, they have not done so. That's why you're going to have a church put out their megaphone and perhaps put out their speaker. In fact, I had a situation where on the same street, the churches were opposite each other. So in a bid to outdo each other, they put their speakers outside and this one is blasting on, you know, the highest decibel. That one is doing the same thing.
I think there's two churches in Jerry who are very close to each other, almost side by side on the same street in Jerry phase two. But then, now that there's been a failure, right? I'm sure those who are listening to the Town Planning Committee, I'm sure maybe even the Commission of Information is probably listening as well. Maybe we'll get some reports to
Urban Planning.
Urban Planning. I'll probably get to the governor. Now, for those people who genuinely paid for their licenses, both the liquor licenses and the license to operate bars and things like that, the question now is, where do they go to? Does the government have a role, a function in either their relocation or compensation?
Well, that's going to be a big one now, because if I legally paid, I remember the musician African China, you don't collect trading permits, you can't collect substance permits, but now you come and shut down shops or you even burn the shops. You know, what do you expect the person to do?
Do?
The person paid, supposedly the person thought I was doing something legally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these people, I'm sure, pay taxes, you know.
They've been paying taxes.
They've been paying taxes.
Oh, yes.
You know, so you now tell them all of a sudden. Like I said, see, that's where failure to speak up soon, failure to act quickly, you now fall in the danger of that in becoming norm and becoming law. See, Jude, if I have to step on your leg anytime I need to pass the door and go through the door, I step on your leg today, you don't say, ah, man, guy, you stepped on me.
Mm.
I step on your leg to go through. Tomorrow I do the same. Next tomorrow I do the same. Do you know maybe for 4 months, every time I have to go, I step on your leg. Maybe one day you now decide, oh boy, have fun now. Why did they match me? Do you now challenge you? Okay, that's how we do it.
I'll be doing it here.
That's the way we do it. Anytime we need to go past that door, we step on your leg. You see, that's the danger of not speaking out or not acting on time. So lots of people will see this as, you know, being wicked. That's the way that Nigerians will see something new. Mm-hmm. But like, you're right. For those who pay perhaps legally, what provisions or what compensation comes their way? Because this is business. People will lose their jobs. And if perhaps, although it's the start of the year though, it's still never going to be easy to relocate.
It's never easy. Mm. Talking about relocating and also getting a new hand and also taking care of the staff members who will definitely be losing their jobs by the time this comes into full effect. We'll go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the news and then we'll get into you. We'll open the phone lines. If you by chance are listening and you've been affected by this new order, how does this sit well with you? And then there's the very real issue that the governor made mention of. Soliciting for sex in public spares. We'll be talking about that when we come back. GRA Phase 2 has become synonymous, interestingly, with soliciting. My name is Jude. More to come.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. Hello, Port Hackett. It's a good morning to you once again. My name is Jude and our final conversation is about the nightclub bands in Port Hackett. So Jerry, old and new, Jerry Phase 1 and Jerry Phase 2 have been given the riot act by the governor, 0001. He said, we don't want promiscuity and immoral activities to be seen in our states, particularly in these areas, the government residential area. So Governor Wike has banned the nightclubs, but there is a little bit of a problem because on that road you have people who are saying, well, I run a business, I operate at night, but I'm not a nightclub. And we're getting to hear reports that some of them have already started to be harassed by, in quotes, some boys, some members of some agencies that they don't quite know of. Carl joins me once again. Carl, before we open the phone lines, was the governor very specific at what businesses he wanted to be out of GRA Phase 1 and Phase 2?
He mentioned, actually, GRA Phase 2, Sani Abacha Road in particular.
Yes, Sani Abacha Road.
And the adjoining streets. He said quite clearly, he said nightclubs. Well, here's the thing. The governor said nightclubs, but did he mean nightclubs? In the sense of the word, Jude, we do not have so many nightclubs per se.
Particularly on that road.
Yeah, not so many nightclubs. We have plenty of bars and hangout spots. So, yes, he may have mentioned nightclubs. And like you mentioned, some people are already being harassed and they're saying, I'm not a nightclub. I am a bar. I play loud music. You know? Yeah. There's music and sometimes there may be a band. It's not a club. So, you see, semantics may come and create some confusion here.
Mm.
Some people are already being harassed and they're making it quite clear, we are not a club. The governor said club, but from the way he said what he said, also talking about the moral decadence, if you think it true, you will know that maybe he was not just referring to clubs. Do you get what I'm saying?
But so maybe we need more
clarification. Needs to be explained because some people, like we mentioned, are already being harassed, and their own argument is that I am not a club.
I run a bar.
The official statement, the official pronouncement said clubs.
Nightclubs in
nightclubs.
All right, so 0179230002, 0179230003, 0817923007. And then the female caller number is 0817923009. Please permit me to take the numbers again. 0817923002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. And remember our question, are there certain types of businesses that should not be found in a residential area? This is coming as Governor Wike bans nightclubs in GRA Phase 2, particularly along the Sani Abacha Road. 92.3, hello, Port Hackett. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Patrick.
Welcome.
I'm from Mubadara.
Welcome.
Please, I like at least let's do according to what the governor is saying. Mm. He said they should close what they call it
nightclub. Yes.
Because of this nightclub, prostitution is carrying out, and your guest here is comparing church with nightclub. Church and nightclub, they are not the same. Church, they are worshiping God.
But they also make
a nightclub is a place that someone will go there and take up diseases and sickness and some kind of bacteria and go and swear out for other people.
Yeah, but church, do you
agree
that some churches...
You are going there to get healing. You are going there to worship God and to at least for God to grant you long life. Get me?
But do you agree that some churches are always making noise?
To close nightclub, whatever, whether in a band, whether in a light music, whether in a whatever kind of thing, it's better to close it
down. He's not paying attention.
Okay, all right, thank you very much. But yeah, that comes
every in. Business is legal.
Mm.
Be it a nightclub, like we talked about permits and licenses, mm-hmm. nightclubs, be it a church, that all everything is legal. But the question you're asking is, in a residential area, when most of these businesses now constitute a nuisance to people who reside in that particular area. That's why when you have factories, and you don't have factories in town.
Mm.
Factories are supposed to be located in an industrial layout in Ogun State, in Lagos State.
Here along the expressway. Yes, that's why you get to see a lot of the factories in Lagos and Ogun State.
So it's not a matter of saying church. We're saying for those churches who have now become a nuisance, putting out their megaphones and speakers outside, noise pollution.
Management 3. Hello, good morning. Please.
Hello, Sajud.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it today that Biata Abacha Road and GRA has been turned to Sodom and Gomorrah? My name is Chimbroma.
Good morning, Chimbroma.
It's not today now. That place has turned to go Sodom and Gomorrah long ago. Is it because God has not destroyed that place with fire and brimstone? Their little children will wear only pants, revealing the sensitive part of their body every evening. For how many years now? Now God has used the governor to sanitize that place. In fact, we need to fast and pray and sanitize that place to reverse the call.
Okay, what about the churches in residential areas that are causing as much noise and traffic like the nightclubs are doing in that part of GRA?
The church's noises are for the glory of God. You can't compare it to Sodom and Gomorrah, where people are doing all sorts of nonsense.
So when people can't sleep, it's to the glory of God?
Yes, the noises are for the glory of God.
Let me use myself an example. If I can't sleep and you are playing your music at night, you know, worshipping God, it's for the glory of God. It's disturbing me, but it's for the glory of God?
You have to join me and glorify God.
What if I don't believe in your God?
I love Nigerians.
What if I don't believe in your God?
No, even if I do believe in God, I will work tomorrow. I've decided I want to sleep, so I didn't attend an all night. Maybe I attended day before yesterday in a church somewhere else. But because I live in this house and the church is next to my house, I'm not going to sleep. I will go to work all sleepy, and perhaps I will not do well. My boss will now fire me, you know, then I'll now go home homeless. Why? Because somebody was constituting a nuisance. See, it's not only at churches, you know, like those people who sell CDs and stuff like that.
Yeah, on the road. Yes. There's a lot of street trading on that road at night.
Uh-huh. And that's one of the things the governor has been against. Street trading. We shouldn't have street trading. Then, like this man who brings up the issue of the church and say, glory of God. You see, Nigerians, so you should force me to pray when you want to pray. I will pray. I'm a Christian. But you see, I have when I will pray. Do I come to your house and wake you up and say, oh, but wake up, I won't pray for my house. I want you to pray with me. You know, Nigerians need to be realistic.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Port Harcourt. Thank you, my three. Good morning, please.
Good afternoon or good morning.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Jude, I think the governor is not being fair to those who own business along that Abacha Road. What is it that the, let me just call him now, there's no need for this stuff. What is it that happened in Casablanca that doesn't happen in that other one that they use canopy opposite police station? You make noise, they make noise. You block road with cars, they also block road with cars. You come there, you see people stand. You also see people stand by the canopy opposite the police station. The same thing. This one drop money and sing. The other one, you pay money at the gate. They make profit. They make which the same business. They are all commercial. But what we tell you is a non-profit making. But the same pattern, the same modus operandi, and everything put together. So why should you leave one and block one? This one, maybe every Wednesday, Fridays, and Saturday. This other one is on Sunday, Wednesday, and it's the same mode of operation.
But can
so
I ask
why
you,
should you now close one
question?
That this one is immoral? You even have people who are half, who dress half naked around the canopy area too.
Now, JJ, let me quickly ask you a question.
If you're telling me that that is a residential area, then some other ones that are around the GRA should also be shut down because they make more evil noise.
Now, Gigi, you're getting to the point now. Hold on.
I don't see any noise at the glory of God because they're all making money for goodness.
Hold on, see.
This one said only 4 years.
Now, hold on. You're getting to the point. The question we're asking you.
Gigi,
You're getting to the point. The question we're asking is, are there certain businesses that should not be in a residential place? You just talked about why close this, so you should close all of them. So that's the question they're asking you.
Yes, there are. Including the club and the churches too.
They shouldn't be in residential places.
Areas are areas that
so that's
are
just
supposed
the
to be, how would I put it now, peaceful.
Mm.
Where people can rest, like you just said now, you can decide to walk at night and then sleep. And somebody will be there kabaching. And you think that's cool? That's not cool as far as I'm concerned.
Mm. Jerry, you said it's not cool as far as it's concerned. So he says churches and nightclubs should not be in a residential place. But we have, unfortunately, that particular scenario playing out.
Not just
the bars. There are bars on almost every street. It's become a tradition these days for a street now to have a hangout spot.
See, it's what when we started, we talked about planning, you know, urban planning.
Mm.
Places are supposed to be designated for some certain things, but unfortunately, we've not had a system that works. So now, even if you try to clean it up, people will look upon you as being a wicked person. That's as simple as it is.
The ban by the governor is a good one, especially in that GRA. If you go there and other places here in Port Harcourt, you will see teenagers who come to lodge in hotels, out all sorts of immoral behaviors right before your face. Some teenage boys even pick up people's daughters and come to lodge with them in the hotels without their parents knowing, and they spend the days there. So since the operators of this hotel, who are supposed to put out certain control measures and regulations, allow teenagers entry, even lodging permits, but fail to do the needful, the governor has stepped up to decide for them. Cheesy in pipeline 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
In fact, my name is Innocent.
Welcome, Innocent.
The governor has done well.
Okay.
My brother, there are things we don't need to argue. There are things because some people are doing little things. When you come to this day, they will come to this day, you come to this day, they don't stand on one thing. How can you say the governor is not being fair to those people? Which people are they been talking about? If you go to Capablanca or you go to that in Jero, you see all manner of nonsense happening there. Where I am staying, any day, like Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, this club will have their nightclub. People around there will not sleep.
What about places where they have churches who on Fridays and Wednesdays, even
you
in the afternoon?
My brother, Jude, listen. You are mentioning only that I have not heard you mention mosque. What about mosque?
The same thing. The same thing.
That's why the question is, are there certain businesses or establishments?
Hold on.
The same thing. Don't mention only church.
Wait, once again.
You have been mentioning only churches.
Once again.
You mentioned
the question is, are there...
All this is the governor wants to do is right to me.
That's
not the argument.
That's not the argument. The question is,
what point the governor?
Okay. I think you should help them stick to.
Okay.
See, so the question is simple. The question is not asking you if the governor is right or wrong, or if banning clubs. are there certain businesses, institutions, or that should not be found in residential areas?
I remember, I think it was about 2 years ago when El Rufai in Kaduna tried to do the same thing about restricting loud speakers and things like that. And a lot of people were like, oh, you're trying to clamp down on Christianity. And he said, no, even the mosque. Now, I've lived in Lagos. I lived in Surulere. And sometimes at 4:30 in the morning when there's a call for prayer, right? You get to hear the Allahu Akbar straight. Our house was just directly opposite the mosque. The megaphone, like you said, was facing my uncle's bedroom. So every morning, whether he wanted to wake up or not, he had to wake up. Now, it got even more interesting because just behind that mosque, a church opened. And then the church decided to get even more creative. They had their speakers out. Then they brought another speaker almost 300 meters away from where the church is
located
on the road, so that when they start their own prayers at 5:30 in the morning, people can come and join in the worship. Eventually, it couldn't work.
Look, you cannot use your religion and disturb people. It's as simple as that. So that's why we're asking, are there some certain things that should not exist? The regulators, and should they be up and about? You see, they have not done this over the years. And if they now decide to now regulate, noise pollution is indeed something that is wrong. So if you now decide to regulate, people will now take it upon you. You've not done it all this time. Why this wicked man? They want to do this, this. But it shouldn't have been in the first place.
On Facebook, Obi Benuru Setu says, yes, churches and bakeries should not be in residential areas. I wasn't expecting to hear bakeries.
Well, I do not know what waste they constitute, but maybe he has an experience. Mm. I would love if someone could call us and tell us an experience of why he thinks a certain establishment or a certain type of, you know, business should not be in their area.
Nameka says gas plants should not be sited in residential places to avoid explosion.
True. Not even explosion, pollution also. Mm. Haven't you noticed if you live around the gas plant, sometimes you do smell gas.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be in any way. Anyone who gives a permit for a gas plant should be located close to a resident. Nah. That business should be shut down. So you see, the regulators, are they doing today? So you might have a gas plant that has been in a residential place for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then tomorrow I go and shut it down. Oh boy, I'm the devil from hellfire.
Now that you just mentioned it, where I stay, there's actually a gas plant, you know, we literally walk out, you know, and walk in. It looks all nice and safe. But, you know, from the very onset, the people have been asking,
in danger waiting.
Yeah, is this really safe, you know, to have a gas plant on the street?
Health-wise, apart from any accidents, health-wise, it isn't.
But there we have it. It's located where we live. 93.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Oh, dear. Good morning, please.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes. Businesses should not even be located at residential places. It shouldn't. When we have this problem right in our hands, because the regulating agencies were sleeping, or they were busy collecting peanuts and allowing things to happen. Take a critical look at the modern filling stations sprouting up in Port Harcourt City. Are they all not in residential environment? All the modern looking filling stations right now in Port Harcourt. There are some businesses that were located outskirts of the city. The development went there and meet them. A practical example, the Deeper Life. Growing up as a child, long ago in the 80s, Deeper Life was like inside the forest. We will live from the GRUA down, inside bush, you are going to church. But today, there are houses around the Deeper Life camp there. It all narrows down to the regulating agencies. How ready are they to develop their city? How good are they to structure environment? The Transamandi industrial layout was once a forest, but today people took their residential houses to that environment. So do we destroy the factories that were there
because
of people who cannot build their houses there?
That's a good point.
So even the GRUA area we are talking about, that is an issue right now. Go back to history. That place was like inside the forest, where people normally go. It was even a motel. The motel was there before one other bigger structure came up. Also a club, a very big structure, which are no longer using. Those areas were also heating. in them days, the present day structure was only what things that are activated or activated in that environment. What the government is interested about, which I'm going to analyze on my own, is the activities of these underage children over there. The government did not put a law that there should not be prostitution in River State in about four.
That's another discussion.
But yes, he does agree that there are certain places where some businesses should not be located where you have people, you know, staying. All right, let's get to the WhatsApp. I want to totally condemn in its entirety any idea that the bar speakers of church should be shut down due to the disturbance excuse. Anybody that does it directly is trying to silence God's people. This is satanic and condemnable. Tony in Rumokoro. Wow. But Tony, have you ever had a scenario where you are actually trying to sleep and then someone is playing loud music? Whether it's your neighbor or not.
I don't know how hard Tony works and he's sleeping. Then I'll leave my house and come and tap him up. Brother, come and join me. Me, I'm a Christian. Brother, come and join me and pray. I wake him up and I will not allow him sleep for the rest of the day. I know.
Nah. All right. So, Tony, thank you very much for your comment. Final caller, Lightway 3. Good morning, please.
Hello.
Good morning. Your final caller.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Potter. Happy New Year to you too, please.
Yes, I just want to contribute into this issue.
Yes, please.
Let us stay away from the truth. The government order for pulling out nightclubs from Jersey is a welcome development.
Okay.
Because one, the nightclubs are corrupting our children, and two, the good laws and criminals that place is acquiring is getting out of hand. Government is not saying that you should not operate your nightclub. Rather, they can be located to different angles. That's my contribution. Thank you.
All right. But located where? Because these individuals, you know, they actually paid money to start.
No, he talked about, you know, hoodlums. He talked about, you know, people talk about immorality. See, are we saying that nightclubs should not exist? Nightclubs will exist. So, but what the question we're asking here is in residential areas. So that's why most times when you have things happen, not, you know, they say police raided, you know, so spot and all. Nightclubs will exist. Nightclubs will attract certain kind of people and certain kind of businesses. So maybe perhaps, you know, like that prostitution which everyone is talking about.
Yeah.
But the concern here is that we want people to now focus and think about it. You see, some people are now saying, don't complain about churches, don't complain about their speakers and all. Nigerians need to be conscious. You cannot keep on disturbing people in the just because you believe that I am right or my religion is the best or whatever.
Whether it's Islam, whether it's Christianity.
No, it doesn't matter. So that's why some certain businesses, like I talked about a fish farm or somebody having maybe fish tanks and whatever, and is doing it smack in a residential area. No, you are constituting a health or a poultry. I hope you know. No, I'm happy that the government, we had the Ministry of this thing go around sometime at one point in time. People were having poultries in residential areas. Yeah. Oh, but you wake up to the smell of that thing. And if you have, you know, like now the suit is worrying us too. Some of the health problems people were having were because of that. Somebody is keeping up to 5,000 birds in a residential. Do you know how that place smells?
No, apart from the smell, you know, now that we have a lot of influenza and, you know...
It's a hazard.
It's a very serious health hazard.
So that's why we're asking that we need people to begin to think. So like I said, the fact that we have our regulatory agencies not doing what they should have done all this while. So let's ask ourselves... Brother, sister, you living out there, do you believe there are some certain businesses that shouldn't be found operational in a residential area?
Well, the conversation is never going to stop on just one particular round. More, there'll be various angles to take from this, and we'll be looking forward to sharing more with you. Carl, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure,
this morning.